This is the Taylor Report, CIUT, 89.5 FM, and at the halfway point, 5:30, we'll be talking to Keith Bolander, and we have a similar story, where once again it's a foreign policy story. It involves, again, the flamboyant President of the United States, Donald Trump, who has decided to reverse a decision taken by the Obama administration about resuming something closer to normalized relations. Not in fact normalized, but, you know, close. For the Americans, that's about as close as they get. They don't like signing documents. And so Keith Bolander has written two important books, Voices from the Other Side and Cuba Under Siege. So the siege part seems to be being resurrected, although I should tell you that and Bolander's article, which is at Progresso Weekly, progressoweekly.us, he does put has some interesting qualifiers. He sees some weaknesses or some problems with the way Trump stated his position. I would say problems for propagandists, so ones who want to say, oh, it's a complete reversal. He says there's some interesting details, so that's what we're going to be talking to him about. Well, Phil Conlon is here, Classical Underground, Wednesdays, 6 to 8 p.m. And Phil is also, like myself, somewhat interested in athletics, professional sports, and particularly the politics. I don't know if you've been following, Phil, but Mr. Kaepernick, who's a Taylor Report hero.
Yes, he was unemployed right now as a football player.
He's one of the prime quarterbacks. There's a little top tier. He's in the top tier of quarterbacks. However, he also is an African-American who, when Black Lives Matter began to take to the streets because of the number of black youth black Americans who were shot under police circumstances, and all of which lead to acquittals, of course. And they were calling on people to put, Black Lives Matter and let's take a stand. So his contribution was to not stand for the playing of the American anthem. And actually, many black players rallied him. He was embraced by a lot of people, and not only black players, many professional football players.
Yes, and college players, too. There were incidents in college basketball games.
In high school?
Yes.
And I think the Women's National Basketball Association. And now the game is he's been blacklisted. Nobody is offering him a job. So they're depriving him of the right to earn a living at what he does, which is a highly risky profession, by the way. We all know that brain damage and body damage now is very extensive in American football players. In some way, I'd say to him, you've been maybe blessed to get out of that game before somebody kills you or hits you so hard that, 20 years from now, you won't know your own name. So that's where we are. And people should be, I would say, just put his name, Kaepernick, and he has a Twitter account. By the way, that Twitter account's a highly political one. He's opposed, turns out, to U.S. imperialism. He's opposed to colonialism. He is a demon against racism. So he provides all kinds of links to brilliant people who help explain the situation. He's not simply doing this as a mere gesture. He's a very, very bright guy. And he's, to my mind, he's a culture hero. And, there are those who say, Muhammad Ali was, we all love him now. They didn't love Muhammad Ali when he said he was not going to go fight in Vietnam because of American racism. He was not loved. He was banned. He could not earn a living as a professional fighter.
He had his titles stripped from him, as I remember, although there was no process in place in order to do that. They just did it.
They just did it because, let's face it, this is capital. It's bad for business. And so this is a business. Whenever you look up and your favorite ball player has been traded, guess what? That's business. We don't go by affection. We don't go by loyalty. Even talent. There are a lot of talented people not allowed to do what they can do because those who own things make those decisions. And let's go back. People claim that all across the media spectrum in America, they claim that they don't like Trump and his style and his methods. And during the presidential election campaign, actually, those running flirted with Kaepernick in terms of supporting or saying he had the right to do what he was doing. Now, though, they're all silent. And the guy who says he has taken him out is Donald Trump. Trump said he had an influence on the owners because he said, all it took was his word that he didn't want Kaepernick on the field. And guess what? A great football player is not allowed to take the field. And where are all those values? Hello, ACLU, American Congress, Constitution of the United States, Bill of Rights, gone. So I really hope that people will check it out. See, I don't know whether there will be a petition campaign. I do know that, as I say, there are former ballplayers and others who took a stand.
You know, maybe there's a contribution Canadian sports fans can make. We have a football league in this country.
CFL.
Yes, and he would help any team in that league. In fact, he'd make a champion out of any team.
Oh, he'd
that
burn
league.
The place up.
Yeah.
Because he's designed for CFL football. Yeah. The quarterback has to be able to run a bit, yeah, and quite a bit. And he has an arm like a cannon, as they say. He can throw this thing a long way. So, yeah, he would be great. And there is a little talk about that. It'd be very interesting to see. And the CFL earned the right to say that it had helped break the color ban in American football, particularly the ban on quarterbacks. It was considered unthinkable that a black person be allowed to be the quarterback, which is the captain. Or, he runs the show on the field. So CFL, many American quarterbacks who are black tried to make play for the NFL as quarterbacks, and they were told no. So some of them came here, and the most famous being Warren Moon. And Warren Moon was a wonderful quarterback here. He led Edmonton to championships. And then the NFL saw the error of its ways and decided they wanted Warren Moon. So he went down and did a wonderful job in NFL. But this is a political question, and this is a tougher one because he talks, he says things. He's not going to change. Colin Kaepernick wants to be a human being. He wants to be a fully fleshed out human being. He does not want to hide under his helmet and pretend all he thinks about football, particularly when black Americans are shot down, discriminated against, and all these things. So can he be accommodated here? I'm afraid the answer is probably no. But the fight is what's most important, and particularly on all the lies about what they value, the free enterprise and the right to opinion. There were people who praised him. He has been praised by various people. Some coaches, the coach of the Seattle Seahawks, praised him, and other coaches. And certainly they had a kind of a consensus of African-American football players to say, the guy's great, he's wonderful. And so there is a question there of whether they do have a union, and maybe, there'll be pressure. But I'm sorry to say that the American sports press is largely ducking the subject. And so, of course, they're busy, American sports press, telling us that Tiger Woods is drunk. Tiger Woods is a terrible – he's failed. You know that a Toronto sports writer actually wrote about Tiger Woods and managed to bring in the name O.J. Simpson.
Wow.
Here you have a guy who has a back problem, and he had private personal problems, which are nobody's business. And they start talking, oh, you see, he's not such a nice guy. He's actually a bad guy. And we get pictures once a week. I turn on the TV and there is another picture of Tiger, obviously disoriented in a T-shirt, looking kind of like America's idea of a criminal. And they also went with the story for 3 or 4 days, you know, that he was drunk. He was not drunk. He had taken a medication, and his car was stopped. He's just sitting. He needs a lot of medicine. He has terrible back problems. And if you've ever seen his success or remember it, the torque he got put on his body to drive a golf ball, if you watched him, you say, I wouldn't want to do that every day of the week. Something bad is going to happen. Well, it finally happened, and he's in great pain. So now they think, okay, we brought him down. He's a laughingstock. I've noticed that too, that in his photographs, he seems to get darker and darker. If people remember, when O.J. Simpson was arrested, Newsweek ran a photograph of O.J. on their cover, and people said, is that him? He looks very black. He hadn't looked. They thought, well, we just want to make sure you got the message, right? The reason we do the program is because to point out that the media cannot be trusted. You don't even have to trust us, but we just want that part to be understood. This is the Taylor Report. It is CIUT 89.5 FM. We're going to take a break, come back, and talk to the great Keith Bolander.